it anytime you wish.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's okay to do this. This is a comfortable environment in the right church at the right time where we can express ourselves the way we do. I'm so thankful for that this morning. You can be seated at this time. I'm just going to start out with prayer. I want God to have his way these next few minutes. Sometimes I feel like he wants to try to interrupt our plans, but I just want God to have dominion over this time, over this hour, over the next hour, in this place, in our dominion over these hearts and these minds that are here. Lord, we ask, Lord, for you to have your will and your way, Lord.
Yes, yes.
For your word and your presence to permeate this place, Lord, to permeate this building, to permeate those souls and hearts and minds that are in this place right now in Jesus' name, Lord. May your perfect will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done in this place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to praise you the way that we get to, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. To give us hands that we can lift, Lord. To give us feet, Lord, that we can stand upon, Lord, in Jesus' name. And to proclaim, Lord, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. It is a privilege to get up here and be behind this sacred desk every time, whether it's for a 30-second message and greeting the church on a Sunday morning, or whether it's to give a Sunday school lesson or to preach the Word of God. It is truly an honor to stand here. Today's lesson this morning is about praise and worship. And I'm going to, the text this morning, there's two different ones. In Psalms 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name." And it's also in Psalms 150, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of a trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the tremble and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praise him upon loud cymbals, praise him upon high-sounding cymbals." He's repeating himself in this verse 5. But in verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Praise was never meant to be monotone or flat or boring or to be quiet, but it's to be amplified. And that was a theme for this year at U Convention in Illinois. In Jesus' name. There are 7 Hebrew words also for praise, and not just one. And I'll try to enunciate them the best way that I can. Yada is the first word. It says, "To the extended hand" means to throw out the hand. Toda is an extension of the hand in adoration and acceptance. I'm not just going to throw out my hand, but I'm going to throw out my hand. I'm going to accept and receive what God has for me in this place. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And in Psalms and other scriptures, it's used for thanking God for things not yet received, as well as things that we have. Lord, I want to thank you for what I have, but I'm also going to, Lord, thank you in faith for what is to come in Jesus' name. Another one is halal. It is a primary word for praise, hallelujah. It means to be clear, to shine, to boast, to show, to rave, to celebrate, to be clamorously foolish, to be insistent. I insist that I have a praise and I have to let it out. Have you ever been there where I don't care who's on the left of me and who's on the right, but I'm going to got a praise and I just have to let it out? I'm so thankful for that. Your praise is comely. It's not offensive to him. It may be offensive to somebody that's full of themselves or has pride, but it is not offensive to God. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my only natural response is to respond in a praise in Jesus' name. Let's do that for a second. Shabak is another word. It's to address in a loud tone, to triumph, to exclaim, to shout. Like in Psalms 47:1, it says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and to shout unto God with a voice of triumph." And when used in Scripture, it also implies an expecting to receive a blessing from the Lord. If I'm going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph, there should be some expectation that, Lord, I'm going to receive something from you. Lord, you're moving this place, and it is clear that you're evident that you're here. But Lord is not just here to show up, but he's here to impart something in this place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Barak is also known to kneel down. To bless is an act of adoration. Also to receive something from the Lord. Barak means out of adoration, I'm going to worship, I'm going to bow down to you, but with uplifted hands. Lord, I'm going to receive, Lord, what you have for me in Jesus' name. It just cannot be defined in one word. It cannot be defined in one expression. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Zamar means to touch stringed instruments, referring to instrumental worship. Tel Halah simply means to just sing aloud. We aren't just supposed to sing quietly like we're in some special place where we don't want to offend the stained glass windows and we want to hear a pin drop if it falls on the floor when there's hundreds of people in here. But it's okay to let your praise go forth and do it aloud. The word praise is mentioned 248 times in the Bible with numerous references referring to praise and worship. We use and hear gestures like praise the Lord as a greeting when we meet each other here, even on a Sunday morning. In other countries during a crusade, also, it goes to a whole new level, that when a certain evangelist or a certain speaker would get up and during his message, he would just say praise the Lord, he would lose the congregation for up to 45 minutes or more at a time before he could begin to preach again. Because he just gave an announcement that gave liberty that I'm able to praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They don't take that for granted. I looked up recently, and you could look it up this too, but for the average, when a response of praise is to be given, it only comes out to 13 seconds, and that is so sad. And I pray, Lord, that we never hit the average of a 13 seconds when it's time to praise God. I pray that that average is nowhere near when we get together. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I believe there's some that need a breakthrough today in Jesus' name in this place. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We're not here, Lord, for an average service, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You're not an average and ordinary God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, you're the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. 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 Worship is also more than a 13-second, a three-song set in the beginning of a service. As a high priest, Aaron was anointed with holy oil that ran and dripped off his beard and onto his garments. Wherever he walked, the aroma of the ointment permeated the air. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In the same, the fragrance of the Holy Ghost should linger wherever we go, in the workplace, in the restaurant, with the wait staff, outside our home, inside our home. Beyond a three-song music set, it should be an offering in the preaching and at the altar, at the restaurant. Our worship should be our life. Our worship is a lifestyle, what people see in Jesus' name. God is to be worshiped. God is a creator. He is not the product of an accident. We are not a product of an accident, of evolution. We were not evolved, but we were created. We are God's children, made in his image, the work of his hands, and he is still working on us, some delicately and some with a hammer and a cold chisel, but that's okay. But he's not done. David would be overwhelmed at the idea that man would have dominion over the entire work of the Lord's hands. In Psalm 8:9, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. David was a worshiper of his creator, not a worshiper of any creature. There are some things that get me excited and make me want to worship him. One is being in his presence. There are times when I'm working, and I remember specifically this certain time when I was working. I was on a job in Oswego. They were building a lot of schools, and this wasn't the only time, but I got thinking of this song, and this may be familiar to you. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I could feel it in the atmosphere. And I was walking down the hallway, and we were building the school. The presence of God was so strong, just like it was when we began to worship him. It was my thoughts and my heart towards God in the workplace. It just permeated and filled this hallway where I was walking. And I'm so thankful. It just gets me excited, and it makes me hard to want to contain myself at times. And people ask, why are you so happy? The joy of the Lord equals opportunity. The joy of the Lord is my strength, but the joy of the Lord just permeates and just comes off of me, it comes off of you, wherever we are and whatever we do. And it gives us an opportunity to explain the joy that we have in our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name. Aren't you thankful for the joy that overflows and swells up inside of us at times? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Worship is the heart of who we are. There are worshipers in God's house worshiping the Creator, and there are worshipers outside today. It was your plan to be here and an intention to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It is your priority. And he is what you and I treasure here. And there are some out today that are worshiping their golf clubs. They were getting them ready last night, getting ready for that game that was being played at 1 o'clock, wherever it may be. They were getting their jersey that they paid well over $100 for at the gift shop. They had their tickets ready. They had their map routed out to how to get to the ball field, what they were going to get at the ball field. But Lord is your treasure. He is your portion. He is your desire. He is who you worship. There's nothing wrong with these, as long as we don't make him our God and our priority. In Jesus' name. When thinking that God is created, creator overall, and he has become our salvation, worship begins to well up inside our hearts and overflow in a unrestrained praise. God is also good. David thought in specific terms and incidents in his walk with God, and he would break out into a song of praise. In 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 3, it says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies." Don't just think that God wants to deliver you out of some enemies and he wants you to just handle certain ones, like you can take on this. He wants to deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. In Jesus' name. "And out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." A praise arose in the inner altar of David's heart, and he worshiped God. May we never forget about the goodness of God and how good he has been to us. God also provides for us. To accept all that God has provided for us requires a grateful heart. Gratitude and appreciation are gates and access to God through which praise and worship reach him. Grateful hearts are also praising hearts. There are expressions of worship, which we've talked about earlier. Prayer and praise is one of them. Prayer and praise are complementary expressions of worship. And Sister Davis, I don't know how she got on my iPad and read that, but she almost said the same thing word for word when she first walked up here. It was pretty amazing. No circumstances of life justifies a prayer of ingratitude or pride. I've been up on the platform long enough to know this, that every song that is played here in this place is prayerfully considered. It is a song of prayer. It is a song of praise. It is a song of worship in Jesus' name. Singing is also an expression of worship. Words alone fail to adequately express some thoughts. Even in our prayer life, I refer to Ephesians 3:20. Lord, I can't get these words out right in my prayer, but Lord, I am thankful that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Hannah, she didn't know how to get the words out right, and she was mistakenly for somebody being drunk. Lord, I don't know. There's times when you pray and you pray in anguish and you can't get these words out right. Or you think, I was recently trying to text somebody. I'm like, I don't know how to get these words out in a text. I'm just going to give you a call. Maybe I just need, Lord, I call upon you with my heart. Lord, you know my makeup. You know what's on my heart and my mind. I can't get the words out right, but Lord, I open myself to you, Lord, in adoration, Lord, to receive something from you, Lord, because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs leave impressions that become attitudes within our personal lives. Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord." Singing is a beautiful and beneficial expression of our worship. There are plenty of us can testify that we may not be able to hit the melody, but it ain't going to stop us from singing about the goodness of God. Giving. Giving is also an expression of our worship and our praise. God is in need of nothing. He is not dependent upon us, but he is our provider and allows us to give back to him and his cause. It is not for his sake that he requires giving, but is rather for ours. If he didn't provide a means to share his blessings, we would lose our capacity to love. Tithing already belongs to God. When we return it to him as his rightful owner, we receive the privilege of giving from God himself. Cheerful giving, whether it's our time or our finances, reflect the love of God has been shed abroad through our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Preaching. Every active member in the church, in the body of Christ, preaches the gospel. In Mark 16:15 through 20, And there's some things that are just reiterating this revival by design to God. It's just one confirmation after another confirmation after another confirmation. Brother Al, when the brother to temple and sister to temple were here, and the whole core of his message was about the revival by design. And this here is confirmed in the word. It says in Mark 16, 15 through 20, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with the signs following." That is so awesome. We don't have to just go up there and speak about the goodness of God, but we have a testimony, and God will confirm his word. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and it just reminded me that Brother Rick Gonzalez, he's a pastor of a church up in Brookfield, and it's just amazing what a prison ministry that they have. I believe last time I heard, this was about 2 or 3 years ago, over 1,800 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Cook County Prison because of their outreach from their church going into the prisons of Cook County in Jesus' name. But confirming the words with signs following, there was an individual that came up to be prayed for, and she had a bandage around her leg, and she had a bullet stuck in her because he's up towards inner city there. And as he was praying, by faith, he unraveled the bandage. And I know some of you heard this, some of you haven't, and you need to hear this. As he unraveled the bandage, he stuck his hand out, and the bullet came out of her leg and into his hand. That's a great story, right? But on top of that, he pulled out his wallet, and he showed everybody the bullet as a testimony that God confirmed his word with signs following. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. We should be totally sick to our stomach if we don't see God perform a miracle. We should be expecting, when we lay hands on somebody, that they are to be healed in Jesus' name. By faith that we are going to lay hands on them. By faith they come forward to receive a blessing with their hands in adoration in Jesus' name. I remember walking out of an aisle one Sunday morning, and I came out of the aisle with expectation, with a faith, that knowing that when I left this altar, that I was going to leave filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful for that. Dancing is another expression of worship. Dancing is an expression of demonstrative of worship. In 2 Samuel 6:14, it says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might." To dance before the Lord with all his might means he didn't hold nothing back. He didn't leave nothing for chance. He didn't save nothing for on the way home. He didn't save nothing for the next day. He gave it all right there as an offering before the Lord in Jesus' name. There are times when the joy of the Lord becomes so overwhelming that dancing becomes quite appropriate. For instance, a victory of a great struggle that you have faced in your life. I love this one in Exodus 3, and I did not give it to the ones in the back. It says, "And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand," and I love this part. It says, "And all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances." Miriam started it off, but something caught on fire with her. And as she took off running with the timbrel and dance, all the women of Israel took off the timbrel and dance. That is so cool. It only takes one person's soul to catch on fire, and then that fire will ignite somebody else's fire in Jesus' name. I looked this up years ago. And I remember, I think it was on a PM service, that there are crown fires and forest fires. There are fires that you'll see on top of trees, and you'll get aerial views of this, where a fire will be on top of one tree, and it will skip over certain trees and start a fire to somebody else. It just won't go from one tree to another, but somebody's soul can catch on fire over here and skip over here. God. Woo! Okay. A blessing that we cannot contain, that he has given to us. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is something that we cannot contain. It is a testimony that he has given us that we cannot keep to ourselves in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Clamorously foolish is one of those expressions. I insist on worshiping and giving praise to my God. Miriam did it, and it caught the whole, all the women of Israel on fire that day. It is so awesome. Clapping hands is a universal expression of joy to young and old alike. No child needs to be instructed to clap their hands when they are receiving a gift that they were expecting. Sometimes they need to hold some restraint because they get a little too excited. But you don't have to teach a child to clap their hands. Okay, it's appropriate. You can do this after you open this package you've been waiting for months that we've been telling you you're going to get. Places of worship. The house of God is one of them. The house of God is primarily a place of worship. God's church buildings are built and maintained for that purpose. Since the assembling of believers is primary for the purpose of worship in the form of preaching, praise, prayer, dancing, singing, and witnessing, it's important to continually seek to have pure hearts in harmony with each other. That's why a spirit of unity is so important, to be in one mind and one accord. And the examples of unity, when they were in one mind and one accord in one place, the Lord demonstrated himself in a mighty way. And it should be our prayer that every time that we get together to pray for one another, that we will be in one mind and one accord, that as God is able to do something without any hindrance at all, in Jesus' name. Christ is a central part and theme of every service and the object of all worship. Gathering in corporate is both biblical and important for the welfare of our congregation. In Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." We need to encourage each other to be around each other. I'm so thankful when somebody from the church just calls me up and says, "Hey, would you like to come over and visit?" I'm so thankful for the times when men get together and women get together. More than just being in the house of God on any appointed times, but just the fellowship. We need fellowship with each other. We need each other. To think that we could do this on our own, we are fooling ourselves. There are times when we need to encourage, and there's times that we need to be encouraged. There are times that we need to lean on somebody in the church, and there's times that other people need to lean on us. You're my brother, you're my sister. We are in this together. At home is another place. I love walking in the door, and I don't have to put it in myself, but to hear a song by IBC, or hear just a praise and worship set that one of my girls just put on YouTube. It gives a joy that I cannot explain. They don't have to, "Oh, Dad's pulling in the driveway, got to turn this off, this is inappropriate," but just to walk in the door and to hear that, I can't even explain it. I'm so thankful for that. It's where I learned to raise my hands. I remember one of the speakers, Akil Thompson, was he's a pastor of a church, he's an associate pastor of a church down in Clearwater, Florida, originally from Virginia, I believe. And he was talking about the times where he would learn to praise God. And it wasn't in his home. It wasn't even at church. And I remember there was times where I was a closet worshiper. I was a closet praiser where I would, when nobody's around, I would raise my hand. And I would look around the house. I'm not the only one who does this. And if you've done it, go ahead and tell somebody about it someday. But I would check the upstairs or the downstairs when he goes home. And I would, "Hallelujah. Oh, that's kind of cool. But Lord, he wants more." He's like, "You got more than that. You got more than that to offer." Hallelujah! You know what? He deserves it. It's to our benefit. He doesn't need that. We need it. We need this for I need to praise him. It's where I got used to dancing before the Lord, before I even received my victory. I learned to dance in my living room. I learned to pray and praise down the hallways. I remember one time coming home after a Sunday service and doing a prayer walk around the outside of my house to let the enemy know, "Lord, you have dominion here." Abraham did it. He was allowed to do it. God told Abraham, look to your right, to your left, to your front, to your back. Just walk it, and I'll give it to you. And I'll forget. I believe I was being spirit-led. God says, if you just walk it, I'll give it to you. You need dominion in this place. Not only in the house, but outside the house. And I'll never forget, there was a time when a lady came over to the house. And she walked from her yard to my yard. Before she even got, she probably got about 15 feet on my property. And all of a sudden, there was this brokenness. The spirit and the presence of God permeated from the prayers that were inside my house. When I prayed and walked north, south, east, and west around that property, I believe God received that prayer. And she walked right into the presence and dominion of God right there. Don't be afraid to do it. I'll never forget, I felt a little intimidated one time because not too many people that late at night are outside, but I saw a man about two houses down on his deck. And it looked like he was there wondering what was going on. But the enemy will try to intimidate you, but don't let it happen. I'll walk right through that intimidation. I'll walk right through that fear. Lord, you have dominion. Lord, you have rule and your reign in this place, on this property. Lord, this is yours. It belongs to you. Lord, thank you, Lord, for letting me have this. In Jesus' name. I'll close with this thought. No matter what I'm going to do, I'm going to praise him. Praise is a form of warfare, just as prayer is. Praise can lift the battle standard for us and make it known that we are not going to roll over or give up. Never give up on your praise. Never be intimidated by the enemy with your praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. If we could all stand at this time. I don't know what's going to happen in these next few minutes, but I've been praying this week for just a spirit of expectation for us to have when we go into the next part of this service. That God would that something that would be paved, something that would be rolled out and laid out, Lord, for you to do something great and miraculous in this place, Lord. Lord, for there be a demonstration, Lord, for your word to move in power, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to reiterate this, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. That, Lord, there are ones here today, Lord, that will not let any gods be before them, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. They're not going to let golf or a ball game hinder them, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. But, Lord, you are our portion. You are our priority here today, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray, Lord, you pour out a blessing on the ones, Lord, that are here, Lord. That, Lord, that desire, Lord, to be in your house, Lord, in this place today, in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the young ones that come up here, Lord, that the Spirit of God will move in such a mighty way, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that there would be a response, Lord, by the moving of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that would be in this place, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. And may we expect, Lord. May we expect. May there be a spirit of expectation, Lord, in this place, Lord, in Jesus' name. At this time, if you'd like to come to the altar or just kneel where you are right now.
Lift up my hands, standing unashamed. I worship you, Father. I lift up my hands.
Just a few moments, our classes are going to be returning. But can we, before we break, can we take a few moments? Can we go beyond the average of 13 seconds?
Right.
And can we just lift our voices? Can we clap our hands? Can we make this auditorium into an atmosphere of praise? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We honor you. We lift our hands. We lift our voice. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your truth, God. We praise your precious name, God. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to be here in your house, God, to come worship with people of like precious faith, God, to lift our voice unto you, to give praise and acclamation because you are so worthy, God. We lift our hands. We clap our hands. We lift our voice. We shout. We sing, God. Oh, for your glory, to honor you, Jesus, because you're worthy, God. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. He's worthy.
Hallelujah. One of my favorite lines in song by Casting Crowns is, I know I've said it before, simply says, let my life songs sing your praise. Let my life's song sing your praise. What I do, how I live, as I go about my day, Lord, let it be in praise and acclamation unto you, an attitude of gratitude. Lord, let me demonstrate in my daily life how appreciative I am to praise you, to magnify you. Hallelujah. One more time. Can we lift our voices? Can we lift our hands? Can we clap our hands? Can we praise and magnify Jesus? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll make the sanctuary a house of prayer. I have about 10 minutes before we start second session. If you need to talk or converse, please do so outside the sanctuary. Our classes will be returning momentarily, and invite you to come and pray as they play music in the background, and then begin our second session at 11 o'clock. God bless you.